It's great having choice, but sometimes, especially with one or two ranges of products for blind and partially sighted people, the amount of choice has grown so much that it can be a little difficult to decide what might suit you best. Take talking wristwatches, for example. Both RNIB and Cobalt Systems have a large selection to choose from and, as well as different styles and designs, some more traditionally suited to women and others for men, for example, they also have different functions. We spoke to Steve Atkin from Cobalt about their talking watches to get a better idea of what's available these days. And Steve started by describing a watch at the less complicated end of the spectrum.
We start off with the simpler watch. We do a watch, which we call the W15. It's just the time only. It has one external button. So all that does is it tells the user the time. So you can only do the time. That's the only function that the watch has. And that's a very simple watch. So the customer gets the watch, the time is already set up, and one button, and away they go. We have a couple of watches that are like that. But then we have the slightly more complex watches on the other end of the scale. So watches that can have full calendars on them, watches that can have alarms, timer functions, countdown timer functions. And again, these are all spoken functions within the watch, but they give a customer more variety and more choice in terms of what they want out of a watch. Because at the end of the day, it's down to the individual what they want the watch to do for them. In terms of style, we do what we consider to be ladies and gents watches. We also do unisex watches. So it's the same watch, but in a larger and a smaller case. And we also do radio control watches. Now, these are self-setting watches. So when the clocks go forwards and backwards, you don't actually have to change the time manually. The watch will do it for you. And again, this can then have a variety of its own as to what functions that comes with, whether that comes with a calendar, whether that does date and time on announcements. So there's a huge range of which the individual can choose their own requirements.
So clearly a lot to think about, but going back to what the functions of the watch are and setting the time in the first place, how is that done? And we're talking about talking watches here, so does it talk that function to you? How do you get the watch set time-wise?
Firstly, I'd obviously say that any watch that's purchased from Cobalt Systems will come with the correct time and date on it already. Secondly, if the customer wants to change the time themselves, so starting, like you say, with the basic watch, it's very simple. You press the reset button at the bottom of the watch, if we're talking about the W15 specifically. You press the reset button, and it will say 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So it is spoken as you're moving forward. If you allow the watch the time to speak each time you press it, it will basically guide you through the hours and the minutes until you reach the right time that you need to be at.
Now, that's the single button watch, the simplest you can get. You talked about having calendars on board as well. Now, with that, I guess, come more buttons around the outside. How complicated can it get?
The maximum number of buttons a watch will have is 4. And then it's just a case of reading the instructions and understanding the way that the buttons work and what they translate to when you're trying to set the watch up. So, for instance, if I take the W16, that is a calendar watch that comes in gold and silver, and that has obviously the time and date functions. So you've got to go through what's called a settings menu to then be able to set that watch up with the time and the date. And you cycle through it for each of the settings as you scroll through.
But the important thing, I guess you're saying, is these should be total talking watches. So they'll talk you through this, and it's a step-through process. You don't have to find anything. It'll just talk you through them in sequence.
That's exactly it. If you listen to what the watch is telling you, the watch will actually guide you itself. And if you make a mistake, you just need to leave the watch for a minute, come back to it and start again.
Now, throughout all of this, we're talking, of course, about talking watches. Here's a voice, just a typical voice. Have a listen to this first.
The time is 11:20 p.m. The time is 11:20 p.m.
Now, that's just a talking watch voice. How much flexibility is there with the voice that you might get with, you know, any particular watch?
So, again, it varies from watch to watch. Some of them will have a male voice, which is a much deeper, a lower tone, which some people find easier to hear.
The time is 1:39 p.m.
Some of the watches have a crisp, higher-pitched female voice, which, again, they will find easier to hear. So it's a bit of a personal preference thing, again, for the customer, but there is an option there between the male and the female voices, depending on the type of watch, the style of watch, and the category that it falls into. So generically speaking, the radio control watches, which I mentioned earlier, have a male voice. But as I said, depending on the style, the type of watch that the customer is looking for, there is a choice of voices as well.
And what about setting the volume? Obviously, it's a tiny little loudspeaker that's in the watch. You hold it to your ear, I presume, to hear it clearly. Again, can you adjust the volume, or how does one use it in terms of how loud it is?
That is actually something that's now a new feature within some of our watches, that there is actually a volume control. Previously, a lot of the watches have always been at the set volume, which is the maximum volume that you can get out of the watch. As you rightly pointed out there, the speaker is quite small, and trying to amplify as much sound out of that small speaker is fairly difficult. But again, that depends on the size of the watch, the size of the speaker that's inside the watch, and again, the style that the customer wants to pick.
And finally, we should really talk about the styles of these wristwatches, because right at the start you said they do come in different designs, etc., for men and for women then.
That's correct. So we have gold case watches with black leather straps, or gold cases with a gold expanding bracelet. We do a watch called the W22. We have that in gold and silver, in both silver expander, gold expander and black leather strap. So there's many different watches to pick from, but then from there, there are different colours. Some of them will have white faces with black hands and black numbers, and some of the watches have black faces with white hands and white numbers. So again, changes the colour context that the user prefers. So yeah, it's a real range, giving as many customers as much choice as we possibly can.
Do you do digital watches with the digital display rather than the hands?
We do have two digital watches. We have what's called the W2 and the W10. And the W10 actually has four alarms. So that's actually quite a good watch for people who need to set multiple alarms on a daily basis. That's a digital face. But again, one of the watches I haven't mentioned yet is the W31, which is a touch watch. So in actual fact, you don't even have to press a button. You can just tap your finger on the glass screen on the front and the watch will tell you the time. Again, you can bring that watch up to your ear, press the watch on your ear, and it will tell you the time because your earlobe has touched the watch. So there is a huge range for the customers out there.
Now, Steve Atkin mentioned several models of talking watches that they sell at Cobalt, but they sell several others as well. And just to mention a few examples, they have a talking large faced watch costing £34.95, a backlit radio-controlled talking watch for £39.95, a talking dual-voice watch with volume control priced at £34.95, and a gents or ladies talking touch watch with calendar function, which retails at £39.95. And should you want to know more about the voices and functions and styles of any of the talking wristwatches, or so-called easy-to-see watches that Cobalt sells, you can phone them on 01-493-700-172. That's 01-493-700-172. Or they can be emailed at sales@cobalt, that's cobalt.co.uk. sales@cobalt.co.uk. If it's a Braille watch you're after, RNIB sells those, as well as talking, vibrating and easy-to-see watches. And their helpline can tell you more about those if you give them a call on 0303 123 9999. 0303 123 9999.
InfoSound.